On the line with us to take a look at these numbers, talk a little bit about the marketplace, is Dan Zwicker. He's in Waco, Texas at Zwicker Consulting. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, let's talk about the marketplace. It's trading at this time. Next week, USDA will release some updated numbers. In fact, and while I'll be traveling this afternoon, at 11 o'clock this morning, we'll kind of get our first preview of those. If you happen to be able to follow along, I'll try to get some of those out maybe later this evening. I'll be in Casey today for a Will Ag panel and to record Commodity Week, along with U of I Extension and the Clark County Farm Bureau. So you and I have talked once this morning. People can listen to that closing market report. I'll try to post that before we go to before we head out. And we talked about where we were technically in the market, but I want to talk about where we are now fundamentally. Those USDA numbers due out at 11 o'clock will kind of give us a new look at what the USDA is thinking from here for the 16 crop going forward into 2015, but we're really worried in your respect about the 2016 corn and soybean crop. Do we think acreage shifts are in the form of higher or lower for each of those crops, do you suppose?
Well, I guess just kind of busying around, I think the trade is kind of gravitating toward a 1 to 2 million acre increase in corn plantings over last year. So I think the kind of consensus is thinking that maybe corn plantings will be somewhere around 90 million versus the 88 million that we ended up with last year because of the weather issues that we had, too much rain, especially in the eastern Corn Belt. Bean acres look to be up a little bit. At least that's what the trade is looking at, maybe a million, million and a half. Of course, you know, at the end of the day, it really depends upon the spring weather pattern. If we have an early spring, the corn will get planted. They tell me corn sales are very strong, or seed sales. So farmers do want to plant corn over beans, at least their initial. But, you know, for the most part, there's usually some kind of weather issue that kind of comes into play and maybe alters general intentions. Don't know necessarily where that weather issue may come from this year, but usually there is. As far as USDA's estimates that go out 10 years, I don't really think they're worth the paper they're probably printed on, simply because it's very difficult to project commodities because it's a weather-sensitive crop. And when you look history-wise in the weather market, on average, about every 5 years, we have a short crop. So if you incorporate that, depending upon how short a crop it is, that kind of messes up those 10-year projections for 2 or 3 years. So, but take 1 year at a time. 16, at the moment, it does look like we're going to have some higher acres. And then initially, you know, when you draw out the balance sheets, you got to use kind of a trend line type yield. And when you do that, you generally build stocks. So I think that's what the trade is at least initially looking at here to start the year. And I guess we'll kind of go from there.
And then some of the outside markets really have been toying with the grains and the oil seeds, in particular crude oil. Anything of concern in that marketplace at this point, or do you believe that we're ready to at least put the final base in and maybe move to a higher level there?
Well, I would not argue with the argument that maybe we're at the lower end of the range. However, when you look at a chart, I think crude oil still has a downside price vulnerability of $20. That doesn't necessarily mean it can go there. I think Goldman Sachs says that they kind of look for oil to trade between $20 and $40. I know you can probably drive three semis through that. And right now we're kind of in the middle of that range. OPEC, or the oil-producing countries, have started talking about at least stabilizing production or freezing production. If that is accomplished, then the next step would be to see if they could maybe shorten up the supply and try to drive prices a little higher. But I don't look for any major up move in the energy market. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me that we could rally back to $40. But that doesn't it doesn't put the state of Texas pumping oil. Now, I was down in the valley last week just for some time, and driving south through the valley where the oil wells are pumping, there are a few moving. There's some, most of them are idle, but there is a little oil pumping, at least still at in Texas at current day prices. But nobody can really make any money at this $30 oil. I think the only people that make money at $30 oil are the Saudis. They can, I think, pump oil as cheap as $10 a barrel. So, but the situation the Middle East has themselves in is very similar to what we have ourselves in agriculture. With low prices, we need to produce more to generate the same amount of revenue per acre to make ends meet. And that's the way the Mideast is at. So they got to pump more oil to generate the same amount of revenue as if oil was $65 or $100 a barrel. So it looks to me like we're probably in for some lower prices in energy for a period of time. But the Mideast is such a volatile situation. Who knows what could happen in the geopolitical sense in the Mideast, and that could change the production situation pretty quickly.
Hey, Dan, thanks so much for taking the time with us this morning.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker is with Zwicker Consulting out of Waco, Texas, joins us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I talked with him a bit earlier. If you want to hear the closing market report, it's going to be up on the website within the next, 10 or 15 minutes, and you'll be able to listen to it at willag.org, or come back this afternoon, of course, and you can hear Dan. And we talked about the technical side of the market, just exactly where he thinks corn and soybeans are in short and long-term cycles, some interesting things there, and some pinpoints for corn in particular that you might want to be sure to listen to either on the web or this afternoon. A quick note about registrations for the All-Day Ag Outlook and for one other series, that's the webinar series for the state budget crisis that's due this afternoon from noon to 1 from U of I Extension, when Fred Gertz from the Institute of Government and Public Affairs will talk about the impact on local government. Registration servers are having some difficulties this morning. Keep trying to get in, but you'll make that getting your tickets to the All-Day Ag Outlook and getting signed up for that state budget crisis and the impact on local government webinar if you're interested. You can find both of those on our website at willag.org. Of course, you're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. One other way to get your tickets for the All-Day is just to call this number, 800-898-1065. Don't forget Dan Zwicker and another 11 of our analysts. That's right, 11 of our analyst will be at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana.